Hey idiots, before you dig into this new episode, I want to let you know where I'm headed on the road. I am back from Alaska, but I still have plenty ahead for my spring tour. I'm coming to Fargo, North Dakota, April 17th and 18th, Charleston, April 24th, 25th, Salt Lake City, one night only, Thursday, April 30th, then Milwaukee, May 1st and 2nd, Marquette, Michigan. I'm coming to the UP, Michigan, May 8th. Don't miss me at Ojibwa Casino. I'm probably saying that wrong. Oh well. May 15th and 16th, I'm back at Winter Haven and Tampa. Your girl's headed home. Go Bulls. May 17th. So if you're in these places, get tickets to come see me. If you're wondering why the hell I'm not coming to your city, head over to punchup.live/JMS. Subscribe there. It will automatically request me near you. And it lets me let you know when I'm headed your way before the general public. So you get first access to tickets. I'm always looking for new places to tour. I'm having a good time. I did a whole riffing thing with a QR code where people gave suggestions this past week in Anchorage, and I think I'm going to do that at my show's coming up. I'm going to bring a little something extra. So get excited for that. Get your tickets. They're going pretty fast in a few of the cities, and it would be great if they'd go fast in the other ones too. I will see you out there. Enjoy this episode. Hey, idiots. Welcome back to yet another episode of Hey, Idiots. It's me, Jessica Michelle Singleton, your host with the most, the least, a headache. I've been trying to change the temperature while I've been talking to the chat. We've gone a million different ways. I'm a tornado. We're talking about tornadoes. I'm not in a tornado, don't worry, but pray for producer Sam, who is experiencing a tornado watch in Milwaukee, which I have had happen before. Last time I was in Milwaukee, there was a tornado watch, which turned into a warning. Not super close to where I was, but when you're looking on Google Maps, and you go, okay, it's not like down the street, but it's in the same city. That's fucking terrifying. I went downstairs and they had a like shelter seeking area in the hotel. It was the gym. No windows in the gym. Poor ventilation. And then I was sitting there looking around and there's so much equipment that I was like, oh, if this thing really comes, I better pray that I'm in a foundation where it doesn't destroy to this level, because I'm dying in a pile of weights, and that's gonna fucking suck. And then the warning and watch went away, and I walked upstairs, and people stared at me like I was insane. But, I mean, yeah, you look insane crouching under your desk when there's an earthquake until lights start falling and other people get smashed on the head, and then you don't look stupid. So, I don't know. Who knows? There's tornadoes. There's World War III. We went to the moon, not on the moon, but past the moon. It actually is, for those of you who don't know, it is the, what year was that? It's the 56th anniversary of 56th. Is it 56? 20? Yes, 56th. I wrote 26th for some reason in my notes. That's why I couldn't find it. Anniversary of the Apollo 13 lunar landing mission abortion, where they realized they were not going to make it to the moon due to an oxygen tank explosion. Made more famous than it probably already was to people who are into space by the Oscar-winning question mark? I don't remember. Tom Hanks movie of 1990-something-something? Was it the 90s? Was it the 2000s? I have a computer in front of me, and guess what? I'll never look it up. We'll never know. There's so much going on. We just went around the moon on Artemis. And by we, I mean four brave astronauts took a trip to the dark side of the moon and returned unscathed, relatively, I assume, maybe permanently changed forever in their souls. But I was late logging on to the live stream because a woman on Threads, who I don't know, nor should I, but sometimes the thing about Threads, it is, it's an app where people post their thoughts, they write things, they say silly stuff, they share information, they share dumb opinions, or smart opinions, or just average opinions. But if someone you know replies to them, or if enough people reply, they end up on your page even if you don't follow them. And so for those of you who don't know, the commander of Artemis, the Artemis mission, Artemis 2, whatever. The fucking moon guy. Commander of the moon thing that just went around the fucking moon with four people. Lost his wife in 2020 after a 5-year battle with cancer. And so they want to name the new lunar cradle. Lunar cradle. Why can't I say lunar crater? Lunar crater. After her. Carol. That was her name. And he lost her. So they proposed naming a new bright lunar cradle. Cradle! Crater! What the fuck? Lunar crater! Lunar crater! Lunar crater! Is it because her name's Carol? Lunar crater Carol? If we're going to complain about it being a bad name, let's have it be a bad name because it's a mouthful. Not because of anything else. The crew's all on board. They have proposed naming it after his wife, Commander Reed Wiseman, his wife Carol Wiseman, the Wiseman. Great name. I think that's nice. He lost his wife. His wife, who probably sacrificed so much in terms of the time they spent together and the time she would have loved to spend with him so he could follow his dream. That's the thing about, I know how it is for a comedian, and I'm a comedian. These guys are going to school, astronauts, guys and gals, I'll say, so much schooling. They spend so much money, so much time just to try to become an astronaut, let alone the training for specifically going to the moon. I mean, the amount of family events that you end up sacrificing for a dream like that, I can't even imagine. And if you love somebody who has a dream like that, you have to also be strong and be willing to give up things for their dream as well. A little bit. And people can go, well, that's not fair. And it's like, yeah, but you do think it's compromise. You know, I'm sure it goes both ways in many different ways. And relationships are so personal. And that's why, you know, some people who follow big dreams do it alone. Because it's hard to find someone who takes strength to follow your dream. It takes strength to stand beside someone following their dreams when sometimes that dream has to take precedent in terms of their time and energy. This woman was standing by him and then became ill and passed away. And they were like, let's honor her by naming this crater after her, which I think is not only beautiful, it's symbolic. I imagine, and I said this in my deranged, not deranged, but more energy than needed for replying to a stranger response to this woman. I don't know. Well, I had a nightmare recently about losing Nate. And I woke up and it took a while to recover from that. And yeah, I get it. That's a hacky premise. But it wasn't like, it wasn't like he cheated in my dream and I was mad at him. It was like he disappeared and I couldn't recover from it. And it was devastating and I could not go on. And then I truly think I was so devastated in the dream I woke up. But I think a crater is very symbolic. I think if when you really love someone and you lose them, it leaves a hole in your soul, in your heart. And that must be fucking terrible. And to think about all the time he spent working toward this dream where he had to put off time spent with his wife, which he probably was like, that's okay, because I'll work really hard, I'll achieve this dream, and then we'll get to grow old together and talk about, you know, how we sacrificed and worked hard to get to have this the rest of our lives together, where we get old and have beautiful memories on a beach. And now she's gone. He goes around the fucking moon. Like, for the first time in over 50 years, we have a mission. Out to the fucking moon! They see things we've never seen before. Something that everyone who is, I think we could all go, that'd be pretty fucking cool. And then you narrow it down to people who are astronauts. I think there's some people who, you know, work in mission control, and there's probably a few people that go, you know, I realized I didn't have the fucking cojones or ovaries or whatever to fucking withstand that, or my body just gets too dizzy in G-force, so I was counted out, or a million reasons why you don't end up being one of the four people who are on the mission to the moon, but you think there wasn't a lot of people working their asses off trying to get to that level and going, fuck, I fell short. These are the people going, that's the bar. You're going to the fucking moon. It's that and then Project Hail Mary, okay? What are we fucking... So he got to go, he did it. He's like, I did my dream. Think of whatever your fucking dream is and like it comes true. Your biggest possible career ambition, you get to do it. And you're out in space and you're looking back and Earth is a fucking blueberry. And you're like, holy shit, life is so precious. It's so small. You're thinking about how precious it is because of that. You know how precious it is because you've lost your fucking wife. The love of your life. And then you come back from that. The fucking adrenaline crash. I know the adrenaline crash that comes back from being on tour. Being on the road doing jokes about mostly insignificant shit in the grand scheme of anything. Just making people laugh, which I don't think is insignificant, but I'm not changing the world, especially in terms of if I look over the course of the years of my comedy, especially not with the topics I'm talking about. I know the crash that comes from that. And that's like, the majority of people don't care. It won't affect them. I'll be fine. And it's, I didn't make even good money. It's like the level of high that is where it's like, oh, I maybe broke even most of the time. And then the crash that comes when that's over, whenever a tour of mine ends. Oh my God. Knowing how that feels, I can't imagine going to the fucking moon and you come home. You literally come back down to Earth and you don't even have your person to share that with to go, oh, I wish you could have seen it. It was even cooler than I thought it would be. Am I gonna fucking cry talking about Artemis? And then some bitch on Threads goes, so I'm not trying to knock the gesture here. I get the sentiment. I feel for the astronaut who lost his wife, as it was devastating to lose my father-in-law. Dude, are you fucking your father-in-law, lady? Are you out of your fucking mind? To even my in-law? You just compared his wife to your father-in-law? Dude, fuck you, who I loved very much, to glioblastoma suddenly in 2023. Before astronauts decided to name a spot on the fucking moon. I don't know why I made her sound like that. That's got to be internalized misogyny. Why do I do that? After one, it's like bad. I don't need to put a voice on it. After one guy's wife, while the other 8 billion of us down here have no input on naming shit on the fucking moon. Still feels like colonizer behavior to me. I don't care if one of them was a black dude. Fuck you, bitch. Are you out of your fucking mind? Go to school to try to go to the moon. Get through one fucking semester studying astro anything. Any type of fucking aeronautical engineering. Get absolutely fucked. I hope your husband dies. I don't really, but... or wife. I don't even know. I shouldn't have assumed that. But... forget the rest of it. Which I can't. Like, let... And someone did reply. I thought it was so funny. He's like, yeah, we should talk to the moon people and see what their native name for the crater is. I was like, good. That's the kind of funny, hey bitch, shut the fuck up response you should have. Not my paragraphs. And now this podcast has become a paragraph. Erase the fact that it's the fucking moon and these people have worked their ass off to get the honor and privilege to travel the moon. Maybe they should have the honor and privilege of naming the fucking thing that we only know exists because they went to the goddamn moon. How fucking dare you compare the death of your father-in-law to somebody's wife? Are you out of your fucking mind? Ah! Anyway, speaking of the crash that I come down on, I've come up with an idea to try to circumvent that a little myself, but also take advantage of the fact that I'm taking the summer off the road. And this is for people who are subscribed, jmscomedy.com/supporters. If you want to get in on the good stuff, you can get discounts on merch, Christmas cards. And then if you get in a higher level, the gold members, platinum members, we're getting gifts. We're doing postcards. And you know what? I decided today, I don't have all the details, so I shouldn't be announcing this, but it's me. And I burped.
and I am overdue on a hang with the gold and platinum members in general. But I'm going to do summer camp crappy hours. So for those of you who are unfamiliar, years ago, I used to do a thing on Patreon called Crappy Hour. And it would be on Zoom. And look, it's not going to be on Zoom. It's going to be a live stream. But I'm going to be in the chat. I'm not going to be covering it with my news stories. So that I can focus on the things I want to say for the podcast. I'm going to come up with activities. Maybe there will be games. Just corny little, like, let's get out of our heads and do something silly on a probably Tuesday or Wednesday night. Maybe, probably not Tuesday because it would have to be right after this. But maybe that would work. Maybe a Thursday. It's going to kick off in June. Again, I don't have the date, but gold members and up. Join over there. It's virtual summer camp, and we're going to do assignments optional. But little, let's inspire ourselves to get out, get into nature. It's small things. Go on a walk. Go see something near you. Find a landmark in your town that you haven't actually, like, explored before. Dumb stuff. But not dumb. Sometimes it's like, we need the dumb stuff. We need silly hangs. I don't know about you guys, but, and I think a big part of this is actually, it stemmed from taking a trip home to Alaska. I mean, it wasn't just a trip. It was my now third annual Alaskan mini tour that always comes in my spring tour. But because it's Alaska, I end up being back around friends. Me and my pal Mindy, who always tags along. She takes off of work to go wherever, up the coast, down the coast. She flew with me to Fairbanks last year. And it just, you forget amid the chaos of the world really seeming like it's going to explode at any moment. And being inundated with social media and movies about these big fucking events. We went to the moon. You see the highlight reel of people's life. You forget that, like, some of the best moments are so small, actually. Just being in a car, singing songs with your friend. Going on a walk. Dude, we walked the docks in Seward and saw, and Homer, saw otters. They swam, like, right up near us. Someone's been feeding those otters. They shouldn't have been swimming up that close. But I was fucking... Ugh, I ate it up. I'll post videos eventually. But I don't know. And then after my show in Anchorage, I did an all-riffing show in Anchorage, which, oh my God, it was so fucking fun. Thank you to everyone who came out. I had a QR code and I had a bucket where you could just throw in questions. Questions and concerns is probably what I should have called it. Because it was a lot of, like, what the fuck happened? And people going, I want to leave my job. It was like a lot of advice asking, or a lot of just, you're not going to believe this thing in my life. So much fun. So thank you, Anchorage, for packing that out. I'm definitely going to do a little more of that on the road. I don't think I'm not going to spiral off into a full thing of only riffing shows. But what I am going to do is start bringing that QR code into other shows and do like an end of show, add an element where we can really have fun with some riffing. So I'm looking forward to that. But after the show, I had a friend in the crowd, her and her husband. They're like, hey, I don't know if you have plans, but we're going over to Dave and Buster's. And I went, you know what? Hell fucking yeah. We went to Dave and Buster's, had a drink, played some games. I got to do a human claw machine where they make you, you know, the little claw games, they strap you up. And you're the human claw. It was the best. I did leave behind. I want a giant sloth. But I was like, what am I? Nate's going to fucking kill me if I bring him a giant inflatable sloth. And I want to say, if we still lived in a building that had a pool. Now we have just, we do have a little hot tub. Our building has a hot tub, which I've never taken advantage of. And I should. And now it's hotter than ever. But if we still had the pool, I might have tried to sneak the sloth back. I've been like, what is a floaty? We could put in the pool that I went into one time. So anyway, all that to say, I think I've been thinking a lot about those small, like, fun little moments. And I want to have more of those. And I think it'll be fun to do it together. So if that's something you're interested in, let's get a little, it's, you know, not going to be as crazy as real life summer camp, unfortunately, because we are at the mercy of being virtual. But I have high hopes for it. I'm actually really excited about it. And it'll give me something to organize my summer around so I don't completely spiral out of control and lose concept of all time. Because I do next year kind of want to go, like, get a summer job in Alaska. I'm not kidding. I'm like, can I just work at the Sea Life Center? I don't give a fuck. Or, like, volunteer if I'm not on tour, but I don't know. Just be somewhere where I'm with animals and out in nature. So anyways, jmscomedy.com/supporters. If you want to get in on that, you can also join. There's a free level, but you still get a little bit of discounts. And if you want to see me live, sorry to plug, but I should have plugged this at the top. Punchup.live/JMS. Sign up there. Subscribe there. You don't get hassled. I only let you know when I'm coming near you. So don't you want to know when I'm coming your way? This is all to get people to be at live shows. Everything I do is to be like, you should see it live. It's so much better. Oh, we did an escape room too. Mindy and I did an escape room. Only two of us. We did not escape. We made it all the way to, we were this close when the timer went off. We were missing one thing, and it's because neither of us could think of the word spear. And there's, I'm not going to go into the details of what or why, like, it's that specific thing, but it was like at the tip of our tongue, and we needed it for a clue to open a thing. If you've never done an escape room, they're so fucking fun. And the guy was like, you actually did make it pretty far. Although I did spend the whole time being like, he's like, it's impressive. For two of you, this is like very good. I did keep being like, I think I have to poop. And then I realized he heard everything we were saying. So that's fun. We stayed in a nightmare cabin in a place called Moose Pass. The cabin itself wasn't awful, but because we were coming from our show and it's an Airbnb and it was late at night, it was just weird. There was one guy who owned the property that, like, let us on. But in the app, when we were talking to him on Airbnb, it was, like, him. There's only one actual person responding, but sometimes it would be like, oh, this is Jacqueline. That was a thing, because the pipes froze. So the bathroom in the cabin we were staying in, there's multiple cabins and there's a main house. So the pipes froze in our cabin, so we weren't going to be able to use the water. And they're like, hey, sorry. Which in retrospect, they should have offered a fucking discount at least. They were like, you know, if you want to cancel, you can. They know that there's nowhere else for us to fucking go. It's Moose Pass, Alaska. Do you think an Airbnb was our first choice? For 300 something fucking dollars? Which I realize in the grand scheme of what you could get on an Airbnb isn't that crazy. And it is beautiful. Like, scenic. I mean, when you looked out from the cabin, you're like, this is gorgeous. It was a beautiful Alaskan, like, open landscape. I mean, not open, but mountains and trees and gorgeous. Just like what you want out of Alaska. But the cabin itself was, like, four beds. It was, like, an A-frame with two. Everything was open. Poor Mindy, snoring, keeping us all awake. Dude, no, Mindy snores in a way that I'm like, you gotta get that looked at. But they sent the message going, hey, sorry about this, but the cabin, the main cabin has water. You guys can come over there, like, go over there. And I was kind of on the fence of like, well, we're going to look. We'll get back to you. And then I went, okay, don't, it's fucking Alaska. You're from Alaska. Stop being a pussy. Why are you acting like a diva? You can walk. We used to have a cabin when growing up, which when I say we had a cabin, I mean, my stepdad's mom had a cabin that she owned and we would go to it sometimes, but it had a toilet inside. A terrible one. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I was like, you can walk. How far away is it? So I was like, how far is the cabin? They said it's 12 feet. So I was like, okay, it's actually embarrassing if I can't do that. So I was like, okay, it's fine. We'll come. And in the messages, I said, we'll be there. Thanks for the heads up, Roland. Oops, that was the name, Roland. And the person responds, this is actually Jacqueline. And I do have to say, the bathroom in the main cabin is next level nicer. I'm a little biased because I designed it myself. But, you know, there's a double sink. There's a lot of space. I think you'll like it. When we get there at night, Roland's given us the rundown of everything, which also includes there is a dog door in the main cabin that just stays open, that his dogs, he has two Australian shepherds. One was very old and one was recently adopted. 5-year-old who he's like, he'll bark a lot, but that's it. The old one followed us to our cabin and stayed outside of our cabin door longer than I thought any reasonable animal should in cold night weather when there are bears. And I can only assume it's because she's so fucking sick of the barking of that other one. He's like, oh, and don't worry, but sometimes there's a lynx around who will come in here. If you see him, just, you know, don't worry about it. He comes in here. He looks around. He eats the cat's food. But if you try to get close, he'll just leave. What? There's a lynx that just comes into the place I'm supposed to poop? I'm supposed to just shit? Knowing right outside the door there could be a lynx eating cat food? Anyways, we go, thank you. And it was decorated very, like, Alaska chic. And I look around and I go, oh, look, it looks great in here. This is a really awesome setup. And Roland goes, thanks. I designed it myself. I'm really proud of it. No sign of Jacqueline. We get in our cabin. And Ben and Caitlin, who were opening that weekend, Ben Peterson, Caitlin Owens, they reheating something in the microwave in a fucking, I don't know. I can't think of the word. The electricity semi goes out, like a fucking breaker pops or something. And we're not sure what to do. So I try calling the phone numbers listed on the Airbnb. I call Roland's first, because that's who we saw, and it doesn't work. And then I call, it's like, or whatever. Then I call Jacqueline's number, straight to voicemail, but left to voicemail. Then Ben and Caitlin decided, we're just going to walk over there and, like, ask him. And they said, oh, they came back, and they're like, well, we, and I was like, it is a little weird. A little weird that, where's Jacqueline in all this? And when they came back, they had, he had told them where to, like, go to. No, he came in with them. He lifts a photo, and behind that is the breaker for the cabin. He goes, we were like, wow, wouldn't have guessed that was there. And he goes, yeah, I'm really good at hiding things. And then after he left, I was like, didn't love the really good at hiding things comment. Well, you have people staying in a cabin in the woods where you live. And there's no sign of this other woman. And Caitlin goes, well, his phone didn't ring because he was on it when we walked in. And then Ben goes, yeah, probably listening to that voicemail from Jacqueline's phone. And it was then I knew I wasn't going to sleep well that night. There was also a framed photo on the wall of a man getting attacked by a bear. I'm sorry if you can hear Moki. Whatever. Getting attacked by a bear. And then 5 feet away was a can of bear spray. A can of bear spray to ward off bears next to another can twice the size of it of bug spray. So what are we prioritizing here? Moki! I don't even know what she's fucking barking at. She's probably devastated. We were with my friend Mindy all weekend, who has a 9-month-old puppy, and they were playing so much. But, you know, all that to say, for the most part, after making it out of that situation in Moose Pass, Alaska was the best. It was beautiful. And now I'm back in LA trying to get the Adderall I've finally been prescribed to and cannot get it. Okay. Here's a fucked up thing about Adderall. It's a controlled, level 2 controlled substance because people abuse it. Fine. Pharmacies won't tell you if they have it. You have to have your doctor call in the prescription to find out if they have it. And what I'm finding out is no fucking pharmacy has it. I used a website called MedFinder, which, had this gone well, this would be a really positive plug for them. For a fee. A fee. They have technology that will find a pharmacy near you that carries the prescription. And after a few CVSs and the pharmacy that Nate goes to, which I thought would be reliable, said that they didn't have my prescription. I was like, fine. I will pay a one-time fee for this pharmacy finder.
Hey, idiots. If you're like me, you're constantly trying to be better. And boy, is that difficult. I could use all the help I can get. And that's why I like to use gummies. You put something in a gummy and I'm there. And let me tell you, if you are also someone who gets your vitamins through gummies, you're probably also struggling to get everything you need. But I wanted to tell you really quick about Create Creatine because they come in gummies. And now they have a creatine plus electrolytes powder. So you can skip having multiple things. For a while I was doing my creatine gummies and then not to be named mysterious brand electrolytes packet. Now it's all in one packet. Oh my God, less things for me to pack on the road, less things for me to have to do. It seems silly being like one less thing to put in my mouth, but look, if you're me, that is also an issue. So if you're trying to be healthier, I want you to try Create Creatine. You can get their creatine gummies or get their creatine plus electrolytes powder at trycreate.co/JMS to get 20% off. If you're not familiar with creatine, it's got so much scientifically proven great stuff. It increases your strength and power, boosts daily energy and cognition. That's the real reason I like it. I guess the main reason I like it. It improves lean body composition. And there's so much research on creatine. It's like it's the real one. There's 685 peer-reviewed clinical trials for this stuff. There's over 25 years of literature on creatine, and I don't need to tell you about it. You can go listen to an episode of Rogan or Huberman, and I'm sure they have a few of them that go ad nauseum about creatine, but it's good for you, and this makes it easy and tasty, and that's the biggest thing for me. So trycreate.co/JMS. I'm taking my creatine. You go get yours. I do the variety pack of the powders in my drinks. And then for the gummies, I'm big on the blue raspberry. I like the orange ones too, but they got a lot of good flavors. And they're good. Like, they're really good. They're like, I have to keep it on a top shelf to stop myself from casually eating creatine gummies. Good. So one more easy way to be a teeny bit better. And that's sometimes the most we can do. And the best thing we can do is just try to be a little bit better today than we were yesterday. So head over to trycreate.co/JMS to get 20% off your first order of Create Creatine Gummies or Creatine Plus Electrolytes Powder. Let me know what you think, too.
What the fuck was I saying? Oh, no luck. So I finally used MedFinder. They find a pharmacy that they go. We called 20 pharmacies. They use like AI, probably bot calling. I don't know how they do it, but some type of automated thing. We found one. Hallelujah. And it's not far from me. So I have my doctor send in the prescription. And today I called just to double check before I drive over there that it went through. And they're like, oh yeah, we got the prescription, but we don't take insurance. We no longer take insurance for this medication because half the time the insurance doesn't reimburse us. And it's so expensive from the manufacturer that it's a loss. Now, first of all, I don't fucking believe it's a loss. I could believe it's a very small profit. I could believe that. I don't fucking believe you're stocking it. I don't believe you have the medication and it's a loss. Furthermore, if you have the medication and you're refusing to take insurance, it sounds like you're dealing drugs. Also, I am on the absolute... I'm not on. That's why this episode is like it is and probably will be this way forever. I am prescribed the absolute smallest possible dose of this medication. It's the same price, they said, as if I was doing 5 milligrams or 30 milligrams. For 30 pills, it's $200. And I was only prescribed 15 because I'm newly back on it. So she's like, let's give you a small amount, see how you feel, and like we can adjust as we go. In terms of like if I want a different medication or if it's just not helping or who knows. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. It's for my ADHD. The same price? The same price? And also, what do you mean you don't fucking take insurance? So I went full Jessica, which is apparently the new Karen. Please stop sending me the articles and the TikToks about how parents are yelling, hey, Jessica, or whatever the fuck at their kids. Haha, it's funny. All those kids are going to be so, like, at a toddler, that they think their name's Jessica. They're going to be confused. Also, maybe I will get worse as I get older. Do you know how bad somebody has to piss me off for me to actually take action? You know how hard it is to take action about things I love? But I sent a very strongly worded text message to probably an automated bot text from MedFinder because they had the audacity this morning to text, you got your meds, help another friend find their meds. Basically a referral. Get $15 and give $15 off someone looking for their meds. But I was like, actually, I didn't get my meds, MedFinder. I'm replying so tersely to absolutely a machine. Actually, MedFinder, as it turns out, I will not be getting my medication. So, allegedly, I'm getting a free second search that they're working on. But I got to tell you, those first results came so quickly for the pharmacy they found that, first of all, I thought that it was going to be wrong. I was like, this is obviously broken because it seems like nobody has this medication. And then when I found out they're not broken, but this pharmacy refuses to take insurance for medication I need. It's taken so long for me to get any reply on the second location they're searching for that I am going to give up hope. But I don't know. It feels like it's getting worse. I did briefly, like, glance. I don't want to say read, but I glanced a thing that was like, women getting towards perimenopause with ADHD, if it feels like it's getting worse, it's not in your imagination. Like, it exacerbates stuff. I'm like, oh, that's good. Great. Great time to have no meds. Anyway, there's so many other things I wanted to say about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but let's talk about some idiots in the news. Man dressed as a cow arrested after assaulting family member in Albany, New York suburb. These, of course, are stories coming from contributing producer Gene Sennett, who I believe is based in and or around Albany. I know he does comedy in the Albany area. Do we know this man personally, Gene? Gene, is this you? No? Okay, I can verify looking at the photo, unless Gene has gotten severely into meth and had some facial structure changes and is now going by the name Anthony Papalau. Then he's off the hook for now. Anthony Papalau was arrested after he attempted to stab. Why am I laughing? There was the... First of all, Sheriff Craig Apple. Your sheriff is named Sheriff Apple. I can't. It says deputies were called to a domestic incident on Jubilee Road in Rensselaerville. Probably saying that wrong on Saturday. Incident was between two male family members. Go to therapy, men, first of all. This guy was arrested after he attempted to stab the victim with a knife and struck him in the leg with his vehicle before fleeing the scene. The victim refused EMS treatment at the scene. I don't know why you would do that. Is it because of insurance? Also, I feel like insurance should be like a gym membership, or when you have a membership to a specific workout class, you should get guest passes. Twice a year, I should be able to let one of my friends go to the doctor with me, and like, they also get a checkup. I just hit my table that the computer's on. So anyone watching live, I'm not experiencing an earthquake other than in my soul. What I don't understand is why he was in the fucking cow suit. Suspect in cow costume. No mention of the reason, which honestly makes it better. I mean, it's bad enough for like two uncles to be fighting over something, probably politics or something dumb. Somebody finished a beer, somebody something, whatever. Almost certainly something so not that big of a deal, but men don't know how to regulate their emotions. These men don't. And he's dressed as a fucking cow? Was this like a child's birthday? You're dressed as a cow and you're getting in a knife fight? What is... Look, raise our taxes if it means... I would not complain if... I don't want to say raise. I would shut up about current taxes and even be open to a minor raise in them if it meant everyone had free access to mental health care. Because this is fucking, dude, this isn't about the cow suit. This isn't about the beer. This is about your dad, and he's dead. And if he wasn't, he'd be probably knife fighting both of you, because where'd you learn to act like that? Honestly, probably him. But still. RFK Jr. cut off dead raccoon's penis on family vacation to study later. An all-new book revealed private journals that detail a series of unusual and personal incidents from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s life, including an absurd scenario involving raccoon genitalia. I don't even want to read more of this because there's not one thing that could be said that I go, ah, this makes, that's serial killer behavior. I'm sorry. I think the minute you have done anything experimental, anything violent or grotesque to an animal, you certainly should be investigated in general for criminal activity, but you shouldn't be able to hold office. This guy's in charge of our health? The guy cutting off raccoon dicks? I mean, for what? According to the verse, the journals were held by Mary as leverage during their divorce, which had not been finalized at the time of her death at 52. She died by suicide. That's his ex-wife. I'm sorry, wait. His second wife died by suicide? His second wife, who had journals about things like him cutting off the dicks of raccoons, died by suicide? A Kennedy's wife died by suicide? You want me to fucking believe that? Investigate the death. Let's take it back to everything I've said. I don't know why I didn't know that that was a thing. Also, so funny. On this page, I have the article pulled up. The recommended articles, one of them is Melania Trump's cowhide dress sells for eye-watering price. And I can't help but wonder if that is a targeted recommendation based on the previous story. Was this guy actually wearing Melania's dress and he spent the family funds? This guy in Albany spent his family's, like, whole trust on Melania's dress because he's just horny for Melania, and that's why the knife fight ensued. Because they're like, what do you mean you spent the college fund for our children on this dress you're wearing? I can't believe that this had to be in weird news for me to know about it. And I know that's more about me and not being tuned in enough. But also, especially this last week, when in Alaska, I'm just checked out, which is how anyone should do Alaska. You should be fucking enjoy it and pretend you don't know anything about the world. Maybe, you know, ending civilizations, etc. Fucking, the fact that Trump said that. Also, that he's in a war, that he shared a picture of himself as Jesus and then reneged on it, and then also is, like, in a beef? Is it a one-sided beef with Pope Leo? I mean, the fact there's a quote of him saying Pope Leo is weak on crime. He's the Pope, dude. He's the ultimate earth judge, according to Catholicism. He's the only way you get into heaven, and you're going to talk shit about him? You're talking shit about the guy who has God's ear, according to the weird sort of, like, mafia way that Catholic Church works, where it's like you can't really talk to God directly. You have to go to a guy in a booth, and he'll put in a good word for you if you do some five Hail Marys and see if you can get back on the list. Weak on crime? Yeah, it's not his fucking job. But also, as I say that, I go, or is it? Like, is the Pope supposed to be some sort of arbitrator of... He's supposed to go, this is good and this is bad. I don't know if he's supposed to. That's kind of like what he does, where he goes, hey, God said this is cool. If he's just doing what God wants, then is Trump saying God is weak on crime? In which case, does that mean we're maybe not supposed to punish crime? No, I can't even. I don't have time for this. Why is our president beefing with the Pope? Open the strait. Get gas prices down. What happened to America first? You're beefing with the Pope? That doesn't count just because he's American. I can't handle it anymore. RFK cut off a dead raccoon's dick. This is fucking hilarious. TikTok psychic appeals $10 million judgment against her, for falsely accusing a college professor of involvement in the murder of 4 students. Tarot card reader Ashley Gillard, who falsely accused history professor Rebecca Schofield. Do I know someone with that last name? I don't know. Plans to appeal. How do you appeal that? She had to pay $10 million in damages to the educator? I mean, how much harassment did the educator have to put up with? Fucking accuse me, tarot card dealer. But also, how do these things work? You know, you hear about lawsuits like this, civil suits, where it's a TikTok psychic is ordered to pay $10 million in damages. At that point, is this like medical debt? Do you go, okay, I'll pay $10 million in damages. Here comes my $10 million. Like, it shouldn't have $10 million. Yeah, is this a crazy person and there should be consequences for naming a person uninvolved in a murder and blaming them and making them responsible for a murder is based on tarot cards. Yeah, absolutely. But these fucking judgments, this is like Austin Powers level $10 million. It's like, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. Best case scenario, it's such a big amount of money that she's appealing that now the story is getting enough coverage that hopefully Rebecca Schofield gets off the hook for anyone who was starting to question if she was involved. That's it. I'm sorry. I'm in student loan debt, and every month, because I have income-driven repayment plan, guess what? I don't have good income, so every month I continue to not pay. And they can go, hey, you owe these. And I go, I know. That's crazy. Maybe one day I'll have money. But right now, it's not today. Maybe you shouldn't have given a 17-year-old money. Maybe a little bit, what were you wearing, you know? And last but not least, deputy caught scrolling dating app during SWAT team standoff. Deputy allegedly caught scrolling on dating app just feet from armed suspect. This is in California. Harupa Valley. A deputy was allegedly caught on camera swiping through a dating app while standing just feet away from an armed and barricading suspect during a SWAT standoff. I'm trying. Yeah, I didn't want to say it before I confirmed based on the article. It is a him. Dude, the power of pussy. Also, this man is in an armed, dangerous SWAT situation. Imagine that guy fucking swiping you away. Imagine you see that footage and he goes, eh. They're teamed up with the bomb squad and they're making a huge drug bust and adrenaline has never been higher. And he goes, she looks fat in her pictures. That's fucking wild. Ugh. The SWAT team on dating apps. I just... SWAT? Barricade... Feet away from... Okay. I know I said this, but I just... Standing feet away from an armed and barricaded suspect. And he's like, who's on Tinder? What that pussy do in this part of town? Like, he was gonna go, just arrested a guy. Maybe I'll go over to a horny mom's house and relieve my adrenaline. Because I assume people on the SWAT team, I don't know why, I just assume they get horned up for, like, a big bust. I think that's why it's called a bust. Isn't it? Listen, team, I don't know what to tell you. This is going to be the end of the episode, but Alaska was crazy. I'm on tour through late May, then it's summertime. We're doing summer camp, crappy hour style. So jmscomedy.com/supporters, join the Gold or Platinum League to get involved in that. Join any level to receive discounts, to be invited to the Christmas movie watch, and maybe we'll do a Christmas in July one too. I want to do more. You guys heard the Adderall thing. I think I'm going to start taking only suggestions through for news stories. I have the Facebook group, but it's just one more thing. And I'm trying to be less on social media in terms of being in the comments and shit because of my brain. Do you guys have tips? I got to start taking my creatine. That's supposed to help. Matcha. Creatine and matcha, which I do think does help a little when I remember to take it. Like, I can feel a difference when I have my matcha in the morning. Matcha. I don't want to be a basic bitch, but sometimes there's nothing wrong with being a basic bitch. Sometimes it's popular because it works. I think that's worth saying. Sometimes a thing is cool simply because it's functional. I don't have anything specific to tell you other than matcha. If you want to try creatine, try create.co/JMS for 20% off their creatine gummies. That's what I use. Or now I use when I travel. They have creatine plus electrolytes, so I only have to carry one thing instead of two different things. I don't know. I need a new system for making healthy choices. Ideas welcome. Join the idiot fan club brigade, the League of Extraordinary Idiots. I really gotta commit to a name. But come join the JMS Comedy Insane Asylum. Until next time, idiots... Don't forget to put a book over your head during our tornado warning drill. We'll see you next time.